Number three is from the Capital Finance Manager requesting authorization to issue a reimbursement resolution not to exceed $4,100,000 to finance construction costs for capital projects WH-02005, WH-02301 prior to the issuance of general obligation corporate purpose bonds or notes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The item before you actually relates to two appropriation transfers that are in the packet that's further in the agenda. The request for the issuance of a not-to-exceed amount of $4.1 million in bonds relates to two projects, the West Mill Road project and the West Oklahoma Avenue project. What DOS is recommending is that you issue bonds on your next financing, which is scheduled to be in 2013, to finance the additional bonds that are needed for the completion of completion and implementation of these two projects. Therefore, we also have attached what's called a reimbursement resolution that would allow the county to move forward with doing the improvements to these roads, but then when we issue the bonds in 2013, those expenditures can be reimbursed with those bond proceeds. We're recommending this approach because the revenue for the projects, the state revenue is going to be expiring in 2011 and then also in 2012, which would be prior to your bond issuance. There is a cash flow component that's relating to this. So because of these extenuating circumstances, DOS is recommending this approach. But I will note that this is a practice that you don't want to do on a regular basis because you could very well create some cash flow problems for yourselves in the future if you were to do this on a regular basis. But limited to this is what DOS is recommending.
Supervisor Mayor.
So y'all want to give her a little time. See how she got a little slick there. But okay, we're moving on. Are we talking about the two items, 26 and 27?
Can you look in the packet, Supervisor? Just a moment.
Because I would like to take the items that refer with this together.
Yes, it's page three.
Three?
Oh, excuse me, page four of the packet. Is that the right one, Jeff?
In the fund transfers?
Yeah. Fund transfers.
Oh, the fund transfers?
Fund transfer packet, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
But that's not a bad idea. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, to just point out the transfers that we were referring to. You're throwing me off.
See, I'm trying to help you, then you say that ain't a bad idea. Okay.
I was giving you props.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last month, last cycle, we had a authorizing a reimbursement resolution for Moody Pool. And Ms. Bryan, you're indicating that we should not do this, we should not follow this procedure frequently. To what extent is this offered to us so that we may review such a resolution or package of resolutions and then go forward?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, if I'm understanding your question correctly.
How often do we do this?
You do reimbursement resolutions on a regular basis, but it's within the same year that you're issuing the bonds. The uniqueness of this is that you're going to be issuing the bonds in 2013, and that's where your cash flow problem could potentially occur if you were to do this on a regular basis. DOS did contact the Treasurer's Office and inform them of the Moody Pool item and this item so that they're aware, and there will be some monitoring that we will have to do with DPW. DPW provided us with an estimated cash flow for the implementation of these projects, so we did do some background work relating to the cash flow. But again, I feel that we needed to stress that this is not something that you want to do on a regular basis.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Jersey.
Part of this problem a result of our having borrowed 2 years at one time?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I wouldn't necessarily call it a problem, but yes, because you're not issuing bonds in 11 and 12, because your next issue is in 2013 is why you're doing this. DOS is trying to basically manage the debt service payments by keeping the 11 and 12 limited in terms of additional bonds being added because of the doubling up that was done in 9 and 10.
And this is going to affect, because we're in effect promising to get the this, which we won't get until 2013, when we go to looking at projects in 2013, we will now have this much less in terms of what we can borrow. And I mean,
that's true.
We are already in a very tight situation with borrowing, so this does concern me a bit, especially since, as I recall, when we were doubling up those 2 years into one, we were basically being told this wasn't going to affect it. We're finding out maybe that wasn't the case.
For Trump.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the issue that's confronting you is that you don't have sufficient funds for the roads. Even had you doubled up, you'd still have this issue.
And I know we got a lot of, we were expecting a lot of things from ARA and CHIPS and so on. And some of it didn't turn out. I am not blaming Ms. Bryant, certainly, but it does concern me. And I sometimes think we need to sit down and review this whole issue of caps we put on borrowing, the situation like this that can come up. And hopefully we'll... I know we're getting to a good place in our debt service. That was the good news.
Okay.
But the county is hurting. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Supervisor Mayo moves approval. Any further questions? Madam Clerk.
On the motion to approve, Supervisor Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Excuse me.
You missed Mayo.
Mayo
and Starwood.
Thank you. You'll be motion, so I didn't need to call you. Supervisor Mayo.
I don't need to be called.
Excused.
And Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Motion approved.
Thank you.